السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا اللہ تعالیٰ نے قرآن کریم میں
حضور says that Allah had asked the Holy Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم to declare وَإِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ That tell them, O people, if you love Allah, then follow me. In this case, Allah will also love you and will forgive your sins and your faults. A person who has this close a link with Allah, that by following him you can win Allah's love, and by praying through his connection your sins are forgiven, how great a station he would have in the sight of Allah. Even his ordinary requests will Allah accept as prayers. The Holy Prophet ﷺ also had its realization because of Allah's manifestation, that as the Holy Prophet thought, that even as a man I were to say an ordinary thing, it will take on the color of prayer. And it can be a matter of test and trial for someone. Therefore, he says, I have asked Allah to accept this this condition, that, O Allah, as a common man, I also sometimes are angered and are joyous, like other people are. Therefore, if for a man I were to say a negative prayer or curse him, and that he is not deserving it, therefore it is my prayer that, O Allah, do not make this of my negative prayer as a means of raising his station till the day of judgment. So this was his deep faith about the acceptance of his prayer. It was because he was the most beloved of God, as Allah has said. And how can it be that a beloved, and that a lover can put off even a minor request of his beloved? His this high station was believed by even the enemy. Whether they believed in God or not, whether they believed in acceptance of prayer, like a Muslim believes, because many people, despite being influenced, they are knitted in the net of their ego and they give it something different name. They do not say that it is because the closeness of God that one's prayers are accepted. In any case, as I said, that even the enemies acknowledge that his words will be fulfilled. That is why in the battle of Uhud, an unbeliever who was wounded very slightly by the spears of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he said, "I will now certainly die." And people asked, "How would you die with such a slight wound?" He said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told me once that you will be killed at my hand. And if today the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even as much as spit on me, I would have died. So the world witnessed that he died within a few days after that slight wound. And the prayer which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made, that if someone did not deserve my curse, would please change it for a prayer for him. But he was the enemy of Islam, that is why he saw this evil end. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, I often wonder that this Arabic prophet whose name is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, may thousands of salam and durood be on him, how great a station a prophet he is. One cannot find the climax of his station, and one cannot, and man cannot assess his power of bringing about spiritual change. But people have not known his true station. The unity of God, which was lost from the world, he is the champion who brought it back to the world. He loved God to the ultimate degree, and at this high degree he was suffering for the welfare of mankind. And therefore Allah, who knew the secret of his heart, he gave him excellence over all the people and gave all his wishes within his lifetime. Now I will talk about this beloved of God and the great prophet of God, and how Allah had accepted his prayers. And Allah has displayed and made it clear how he loved him, and I will discuss this aspect. It is evident that the incidents of his acceptance of prayer cannot be encompassed. They are untold incidents. I will give you glimpses of various situations as I will put before you. It is reported. It is reported by Masood, may Allah be pleased with him, that I visited Abdullah. He said when Quraysh denied the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and rejected him, the Holy Prophet prayed against them, "Allahumma aini alayhim بِصَبْرٍ أَصَبْرَ يُوسُفَ. Oh Allah, help me for 7 years like you helped Hazrat Joseph. And the idolaters had surrounded the Holy Prophet sallallahu the idolaters were surrounded by affliction all round till they ate the dead bodies of animals. And Abu Sufyan visited the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and submitted, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your people have been destroyed. Please pray to God so that he can put off this punishment. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed, but he said, you will rebel once again after this. Although you are asking me to say prayer, but you will revert back to doing what you have been doing. The atrocity which the disbelievers unleashed against the Muslims, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked his help, and as a result the punishment of God descended as a famine, in the form of famine which they suffered, then the restlessness and the deep feeling he had for the welfare of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed to remove this punishment and this affliction. At the same time he also said that, of course I know that you will go back to doing what you were doing before, despite this famine being removed. But despite your afflicting suffering on me, I pray for you. As I said earlier, that even the enemy believed in his prayers, but because of their stubbornness and their egos, they did not believe. As Allah says, that once we remove the punishment of God, they start denying God again, and similarly they deny the prophets also. There is another report which is from Hazrat Anas bin Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, that in the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was extreme famine. There was a deep famine. And once when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was delivering a Friday sermon, a Bedouin stood up and said, O Messenger of Allah, our cattle are dying because of famine. Please pray for God, to God for us. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lifted his hands in prayer, and they said, and the man reports that there was not a piece of cloud anywhere to be seen, but suddenly as he finished his prayer, it was overcast, and before the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came down of pulpit, I saw raindrops on the forehead of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it rained continuously till the next Friday, and the same villager stood up. Whether it was the same man or the other man from a village, he stood up, he said, Oh, the Messenger of Allah, now the homes are falling and the cattles are sinking and floating in the water. So he prayed, the Holy Prophet put his hand up again and prayed, Oh Allah, take these clouds away from us and do not let them rain over us. Whichever piece of cloud he pointed out, it will split up and will move away from Medina. But the surrounding area was continuously rained for 1 month, and whosoever came to Medina from surrounding areas, he will talk about this rain. But the rain continued to come down till the Holy Prophet ﷺ prayed again that it should rain in the surrounding area but not over Medina. If Allah so willed, He would not have created such situations of famine, and the Muslims were also burdened by it. But if it rained, it should only be what was needed. But it is the act of God from time immemorial, that even from little incidents, Allah tests and tries the community of the believers and to strengthen their faith and to demonstrate most of the miracles of the Prophet. Allah creates such situations which are a means of increasing faith of the believers and a means of turning the disbelievers to it. And that is same thing happen during tests and trials, so that the faith of the believers is strengthened. Always begging Allah's help and support, one should pass through such tests and trials. But in any case, it is the case that that because of the prayers of the believers and the Prophet, the final result is always in support of the believers. I have mentioned this, by the way. What I was mentioning was that the incidents of acceptance of prayer of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how he had fulfilled his wishes. Hazrat Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, reports that my mother said that, O the Messenger of Allah, pray for your servant Anas. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, bless his property and his children, and whatever you bestow on him, please bless it greatly. It is reported that Hazrat Anas had an orchard, and it used to fruit twice a year. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had prayed for Hazrat Anas for great property and cattle, that in the lifetime of the Holy Anas, he had nearly 80 grandchildren, and he lived up to 110 or 130 years. There is another report that there is an incident mentioned of his acceptance for his enemy. Hazrat Abdullah reports, may Allah be pleased with him, that once the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was offering prayer in the shade of Kaaba, and Abu Jahl and some other disbelievers conspire, and someone was sent to fetch the intestines of a camel. And they put it on his head, and Hazrat Fatima came and took it away. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, O Allah, take control of Quraysh yourself. And twice he repeated it, and this was against these three or four well-known disbelievers, Abu Jahl, Utbah bin Ali, and some few other people. So Abdullah says that I saw all these people mentioned killed in the battle of Badr. This was the evil end of the leaders of Quraysh, who had made his life unbearable in Mecca, and as a result of which he had to leave that city. And when he was leaving Mecca, he looked towards Mecca, he said, O the city, I love you, but your residents don't let me live here. So when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed for these leaders of Quraysh, not because he was because of his hard-heartedness, his gentleness of his heart was without limits. And that is why on the journey of Taif, when he was oppressed, the angel of the mountains came and said, I could throw these mountains over them, but the Holy Prophet said, no, don't do it, because they will be from their generations, from among their children, there will be people who will worship God. So despite that, he did not curse them. Although the leaders of the Quraysh who deserved curse, he did curse for them. And there is a report, the Hazrat Abu Huraira reports, that Tufail and one or two other companions visited the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and submitted, O the Messenger of Allah, people have rejected the invitation of Islam and called to Islam, please curse them. Then people thought that this tribe will be destroyed, those tribe. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ prayed that guide them and bring them into Islam. The detail of this incident we find in these words, that Tufail bin Amr was a dignitary and a poet and intelligent man. When he came to Mecca, some members of Quraysh told him, O Tufail, you have come to our city . This man, Muhammad, had started a strange unrest. He had split up our people. He is has magical words, and he has made a gulf between relations and brother and brother. So we propose that you should neither talk to him. We advise you not to talk to him, not to listen to him. Tufail says that the disbeliever of Mecca urged me so much that I decided not to listen to him and not to talk to him. But I knew that he was present in the house of Allah, and I blocked my ears with cotton wool so that I may not hear the words of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, when I entered the mosque, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was observing prayer near Khana Kaaba, and I stood up near him. Few words of his recitation, that's all I heard, and I did not hear anything else because I had plugged my ears. But whatever I heard, it was attractive. And I said to in my heart, curse be on me that I am an intelligent man. I know what is good and what is bad. I am a good poet. What harm there is to listen to the words of this man? If it is good, I will accept, and if it is bad, I will ignore it. So Tufail says that the Holy Prophet ﷺ after a while went to Mecca, left that and went towards home. And I followed him, and as he was going to enter home, I said, O Muhammad, your people have told me this, that I say on oath that they have frightened me so much that I have put cotton wool in my ears so that I don't listen to you, but even then God let me listen to few words, and whatever I heard is beautiful. Please tell me about your claim. He says that the Holy Prophet ﷺ told me about Islam and also recited a portion from the Holy Quran. He says that by God, I had never heard more eloquent words and more truthful words. And I bore witness of the truth of it, and I told him, I am a leader of my people. When I go back, I will invite them to Islam. Please pray for me. He says that next day, when I returned to my tribe, my old father came to see me. I said, as from today, we break our link. And the father said, why? I said, because accepting Islam, I have taken pledge on the hand of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So his father said that I also believe the same what you believe, because he acknowledged the piety of his son. and his intelligence. So I said, then you should take bath and put on clean clothes. I will tell you more about the teachings of Islam. His father followed it, and Tufail said, I then told him about the teachings of Islam. He said that my wife came to me. I said, we have no link between us now. And she said, why? And I told him that I have accepted Islam. She heard and also accepted Islam. After that, I called on my friend and asked him to accept Islam, but he paid no attention. Then I visited the Holy Prophet ﷺ in Mecca, that the Prophet of God, the Aus tribe is not accepting Islam, please pray for them. The Holy Prophet ﷺ raised his hand and supplicated, Allah, guide the Aus tribe. At that time, the Holy Prophet ﷺ reminded Tufail that when you go back, you should convey the teachings of Islam gently and with love. So when he went back, he started preaching. Then it is reported that that because of the prayer of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, it was accepted that as a result of his prayer, this tribe accepted Islam after the Jang-e-Ahzab, and that is the Battle of Trench. And there were 70 other tribes that joined them and accepted Islam. Hazrat Abu Huraira also belonged to the same tribe who had migrated to Medina with 70 families. So when the time came of acceptance of prayer, you can see how Allah granted his prayers, and the preaching, as a result of gradual preaching, their hearts melted, and the time came when they accepted Islam. And because of this prayer, Abu Huraira was Allah granted him people like Abu Huraira, who were great, perfectly guided, and who, after conveying the tradition of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, is also a means of guidance for us today. As a result of the prayer of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Abu Huraira reports the incident of acceptance of Islam by his mother. He said, I used to invite her to Islam, and once I preached her, and she spoken some words, unpleasant words about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I visited the Holy Prophet with tears and said, the Messenger of Allah, I was inviting my mother to Islam. She was rejecting it. Today I invited her to Islam, and she spoke unpleasing word about you. So please pray that Allah should guide my mother. At this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed, O Allah, guide the mother of Abu Huraira. She said, I returned joyfully after this prayer. When I came near the door, the door was closed. And when she heard my footsteps, she said, O Abu Huraira, stay out. And I heard the water falling on the ground. After this, he realized that his mother took bath and put on good clothes, and then she said, O Abu Huraira, I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and also I bear witness that the Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his servant and his messenger. Abu Huraira says, I quickly ran to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I was shedding tear of happiness. I said, the Messenger of Allah, be pleased, Allah has accepted your prayer and has guided the mother of Abu Huraira. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised God, And the Hazrat Abu Huraira says, O the Messenger of Allah, please pray to God that she will make us beloved of believers and make the believers beloved of us. At this the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prayed, O Allah, make this your servant Abu Huraira and his mother beloved of believers and make the believers beloved of them. So you can see that as acceptance of prayer, his mother was an evidence of his acceptance of prayer. And the other prayer was accepted, as I said, that there are untold ahadith which have reached us through the report of Hazrat Abu Huraira, and for which we pray from the depth of our heart for Abu Huraira. Till today, whenever a true Muslim hears a report which is linked to Hazrat Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, which guides him, then he prays for Hazrat Abu Huraira and develops the deep feeling of love for him. That despite coming later, he had conveyed to us great reports, many reports, and to do this work he sometimes went hungry for many days. But he never left the company and the gathering of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so that he may not be deprived of some of his words. These were the people, because of the love of God, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah, they were also beloved of the believers, and they will continue to be beloved of believers till the Day of Judgment. Hazrat Abu Huraira used to be present in the company of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he was so eager to listen to his words that when he came first, his memory was not good and he would forget things. So one day he mentioned this weak memory to the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and requested for prayer. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reports that or the Abu Huraira reports that I submitted to the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that whatever I hear from you, I forget them. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, spread your sheet, and he did, his scarf, which he did, and the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prayed. And he said, after that prayer, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned many things, but I did not forget a single one of them. And you can see that, as I just mentioned, that today his reports have reached us, and today most of the authentic reports are by Abu Huraira. That is, he is included among those who had authentic reports. Once the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prayed in the property of Abdul Rahman bin Auf, and he said, whatever he touched, there was blessing in it. It is reported, Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf, may Allah be pleased with him, Allah had prayed for his good fortune and blessings. Abdul Rahman bin Auf reports that as a result of the prayer of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I was so blessed that even if I picked up a stone, I hoped that there will be gold under it. So when he died, people had to break the gold he left behind by a pickaxe to distribute. And during his illness, Abdul Rahman bin Auf had told somebody to give 80,000 dinar. Then whatever the sadaqah he used to give in charity in his life, for that he had set 50,000 dirhams separately for it. Then there is the Battle of Ahzab. Many of the tribes gathered to attack Medina, and it was most fearful state for the Muslims. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then prayed for the defeat of the disbelievers and victory of the believers. It is reported that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had prayed in Ahzab.
Ahzab, Allahumma ihdin. Allahumma azimhum wa zalzilhum. Ey Allah, jo kitab.
This was a prayer in Arabic. The O Allah who has sent down the book and takes retribution quickly. O Allah, defeat the disbelievers and shake them violently. So Allah accepted his prayers, and we see that despite there being an attack from outside and hypocrisy from inside, how Allah helped him. Those people who were going to destroy Medina, how they were defeated and returned defeated. The hypocrites tribe was also defeated. This detail is that the Banu Nazir were exiled from Medina, and they decided to attack Medina with 70,000 people, and from 10 to 15,000 army they prepared, and they attacked Medina. This was a large enemy at that time. By hearing about this attack, the Holy Prophet ﷺ consulted the companions, and according to the proposal of Hazrat Salman Farsi, he decided to stay in Medina and defend themselves. And according, and they also dug up a trench so that no enemy could come in. This was a poor time, and by digging the trench, they were all weak, and because there was no food, the shortage of food, the people were very weak. And during this, Allah showed many signs, and there are many incidents of acceptance of prayer. To demonstrate that Allah, that the prayer has been accepted and the enemy will not be able to harm the Muslims, Allah had also given them glad tidings of falling great kingdoms and come under the rule of Islam. So when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very hungry and overcome by hunger, so were his companions, and the companions were digging, and there was a hard stone, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam shattered that stone, and during that, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stuck that rock three times with the pickaxe, the rock broke into pieces, and each time he hit with the pickaxe, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was shown the sight of a rule being fallen. And the first times he hit the pickaxe, he was given he was shown a red fortresses, and was given the news of being victorious over one empire. And then next time he was given the keys of Faris, and he was given shown the white palaces of that government. Three times he hit the rock, he was given the keys of Yemen, and the gates of Sana'a were opened for him. People might have been laughing at him when he gave this news, but Allah said, not only Allah has accepted your prayer to win this war, I also give you news of acceptance of this prayer of future. One Jabir bin Abdullah saw that he was very tired, and there were signs of tiredness on his face. He went home and asked his wife, "Is there something to eat?" She said, I have flour of grain, and I can cook it. So he said, I'll go and tell the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said, don't let many guests come in, don't disgrace me, tell the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have only little food. He visited the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said there is some food, would you come to us and have a meal? And said, how much? He said, it's a small goat and a few bread. And she said, that's enough. So he asked all the Ansar and Muhajir to accompany him for this feast. And Hazrat Jabir says, I was badly shaken that we don't have much food. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, go home, let the pot keep boiling over the fire, do not remove it, nor start cooking the bread till I come. Then when he went there, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started distributing that bread, and with the miracle of acceptance of his prayer, everyone ate to his fill. And despite the acceptance of his prayer, the hypocrisy of Banu Qurayza, and despite their great army, Allah gave such a victory that the enemy were worried about their own life. The story is that there was a great hurricane overnight, which broke their tent and created restlessness among the people, because the tents were put up in the open land, and their guy ropes broke, and their pots fell, and the pebbles and the sand in the rain had pelted the disbelievers. So the fire they lit up as their national emblem that was put out. By watching this, the enemy were lost courage, and as a result of a long drawn encircling the town, they were being discouraged, and to have all the equipment and the food for them, it was difficult for such a long time, and they were in a disgraceful state. They were shaken by this these events. So Abu Sufyan, who was the army head and they had made them the chief of staff, and he took his group and returned, and following him many others left, and till the morning all the enemy had removed their camp, and they were worried for their own life, and they left. So Hazrat Abu Huraira reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pray, لا إله إلا الله وحده
ونصر عبده وغلب الأحزاب وحده فلا شيء بعده.
کہ اللہ تعالیٰ that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, He is alone, and He had honored His army and had helped His servant, and He Himself had defeated Ahzab, and beside Allah there is nothing. So you can see, there was a time when the enemy wanted to kill him in Mecca. Suffering their atrocities, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslims migrated from Mecca. And then there was battle of Badr as they moved to Medina, and then the Uhud and Ahzab battles. Then as these people attacked Medina during Jang-e Badr first time, in that also the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed during the day of battle that if the Muslims were to be defeated today, then Allah will not, the disbelievers will not leave any Muslim living. And, O Allah, then there will be none worshipping you. And accepting his prayer, Allah had comforted the Holy Prophet ﷺ that do not worry, the victory belongs to you. And Islam will prevail, inshallah. And the history bear witness that the enemy was defeated badly. And as I had mentioned the other report earlier, that how the leader of the Kufar were killed. And then there was a battle of Uhud. Despite the battle being turning, Allah saved the Muslim from suffering a great loss. Then Jang-e Ahzab, the detail of which you have just heard and have seen and witnessed the incident of acceptance of prayer, Allah comforts that if you were one, then O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the enemy cannot harm you in the least. O my beloved messenger, I have heard your prayers before and earlier and prayers and have given you and has accepted them, and I give you glad tiding that this religion will not end till the day of judgment, and it will prevail over all other religions. There is a report by Hazrat Ibn Abbas that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the previous communities were presented before you, and I saw that there is a group with a prophet and some few people with others, and some 10 people with some prophet and 5 people with other prophet, and some prophets are alone. During this I saw a great crowd. I said to O Gabriel, is this my ummah? He said, no. You look at towards Uhud. When I looked up, I saw that there was an ocean of humanity. And he also said, look towards the horizon on the other side, and I saw a great surging ocean of people. And he said, Gabriel said, this is your ummah, and 70,000 among them are such who will enter paradise without putting to account. I said, why? Gabriel said, these are those people who do not go into superstitions and do not take lots, but they depend on their God and put their trust in God. And then he said, O Allah, pray for me that Allah may include me among such people. The Holy Prophet ﷺ prayed that, O Allah, include him among those people. Another person stood up, he said, pray, please pray that I am also included among this group. The Holy Prophet ﷺ, Akasha has also taken precedence over you. So this report is a prophecy of acceptance of his prayer till the day of judgment. And the scene has been painted in this. In the battle of Ahzab, he was given keys of 3 rules and 3 kingdoms. Here Allah says that most of the people in the world will be member of your community. Allah says that your true servant who had to link the latter-day people with the earlier people, Akhirin with Awwaleen, that the Ahmadiyyat, that is the true Islam, will prevail over all other false religions. There is a prophecy in this that among his ummah, the people in your ummah will continue to be virtuous people and good people right to the day of judgment. And he has been comforted that your Islam will continue, and they will continue to be benefit from your prayer, O the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, till the day of judgment, because of their good deeds and their virtuous deeds. And you should try to include among those who will enter paradise without be put to account. May our good deeds will attract Allah's graces, and may Allah put us in paradise without putting us to count, and you should try to attract His blessings. May Allah enable us to attain this station. The more we will turn towards doing supplications, to the more we will and more quickly we will benefit from the prayers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and continue to be beneficiary of the blessings which is destined for the true followers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we will see quickly the enemies of Islam being defeated and disgraced. And that quickly we will see the destruction of the Pharaohs and Hamans. And therefore, to benefit from the prayer of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to mold our states to the commands of Allah and continue to kneel before Him. May Allah enable all of us to do so. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله.
گزشتہ جمعے میں نے
Hazur says, last Friday I had mentioned the tour to America and had asked you to think over it, and I had asked the Jamaat in America to advise me. So from various countries and from others, Ahmadis have faxed me who have written their dreams and has also have expressed their uneasiness, and they advised me not to go to America. And the people in America, after great deliberation, decided, not for sure, they gave me option from both sides that you can come or you may not come. So I have decided not to visit America for the time being. And many people from America individually have written to me for this advice. So there are one or two incidents that are happening for the last few days. They show that perhaps we have our decision not to go there is correct. May Allah will create a better situation, and then we will go on another occasion. I wanted to say, especially to the people abroad, especially from people in Pakistan, about I have received many letters of congratulations of Mubarakbad of Jalsa. My department of post is trying to reply to them, but there are 30,000 such letters. I do sign, and I don't get tired of signing these letters, but it is difficult to reply to each one of them. So through this message, I thank all of them who have written. Continue to pray that in the future also Allah continue to show us the sights of progress of Ahmadiyyat and show us manifestations of help and support and keep us in His protection. Ameen.
الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ